The police are bound to launch an investigation because that is their duty. I spoke with the public relations officer of the Delta State Command. He told me that 6 children were injured and 1 adult, and they have all been moved to government hospital in Asaba. According to him, there was no loss of life. And the place is not a school. It's a learning center where Imam is teaching some children Islamic rules and something they call Islamic language, according to PRO. So we have not been able to establish whether it is IC, that is an improvised explosive device, or it's a real bomb. That has to be left for investigation, which is in progress.
Well, Mr. Ajayi, people have expressed concern that this explosion could create tension between Muslims and Christians. What will the police do to calm such tension?
You know, I'm not foreseeing that. And like the Sultan said yesterday, that the problem or the issue is not between Muslim and Christian, but the problem is between the good people and bad people. Bad people who are willing to thwart the effort of the government in bringing peace back to the table in Nigeria. So the bad people are willing to make Nigeria ungovernable. So the problem is between the good people and bad people, not between the Christians and Muslims. So the Sultan said.
Mr. Ajayi, some people have expressed concern that security strategy have not fully worked and that people are living in fear because of some of these explosions in the country. How is the police working to calm tensions as you go about combating some of these security challenges that many Nigerians face?
We are not ruling out the fact that the criminals are designing a strategy while we are designing a strategy too. You know, you will be designing your strategy to get them arrested. They will equally be designing a strategy to escape arrest, to escape justice. It's out of place to say that criminals will have a field day while the police are around. They will continue to run and be on the run till we are able to, you know, get them arrested. We have been doing our best. We have arrested so many of them. Some of them tried to court. Some of them, the cases are pending in various courts in Nigeria. Criminal elements are synonymous to the society, but ability not to allow them to overwhelm the society or to create panicky situation in the society is what matters. So we are doing our best. Most of the information and intelligence that we have gathered have led to the arrest of so many of them. You know, if tragedy is averted, it's never appreciated. If tragedy is averted, it's never talked about. So those ones we have abducted are large in number than the one that is rearing their ugly head. And in a few days, in a few times, we are going to get all of them arrested and bring them face to face with justice.
Some people are saying that the deployment of security agencies or security people in Nigeria to areas to combat some of these bad people have not necessarily worked, and that those that have been arrested seem not to be the actual people behind the ongoing security challenges. So what do you say to that?
Our investigation will prove that those that we have arrested are not the real bad people. And, you know, after investigation, they are taken to court. So it is not the third-party thing. The deployment of security agencies, like I said before, you may have a strategy, and that strategy may be working in a particular direction. And over time, the criminal element or those ones I call bad people may circumvent that your strategy. It is then necessary for us. We will redesign our strategy, and we are in the process. I want to assure you that Nigeria is safe. Nigeria is free of crime. It's only in pocket of situations that are. So coming in some places in Nigeria, particularly in the northeast, and we are dealing with that issue decisively. We are going to get there.